In this bulletin, Australia's Prime Minister calls on China to adopt a firmer stance over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russian soldiers holding staff hostage at Ukraine's Chernobyl nuclear power plant. And in sport, Russia faces backlash from the global sporting community over its invasion of Ukraine. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called out China to adopt a firmer stance towards Russia. Mr. Morrison has announced Australia will join the United States and the United Kingdom in ratcheting up its sanctions against Russia and its allies. New measures will include the targeting of Russian oligarchs and media channels, as well as officials from neighbouring Belarus. Mr. Morrison says he's particularly concerned at the lack of a strong response from China.
So at a time when Australia, together with the United Kingdom, together with the United States and Europe and Japan, are acting to cut off Russia, the Chinese government is following through on easing trade restrictions with Russia. And that is simply unacceptable.
The White House says there are credible reports that Russian soldiers are holding staff hostage at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Russian forces seized the plant in the first hours of their invasion of the country. Located 130 kilometres north of the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, Chernobyl was the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster when a reactor exploded in 1986, spewing radioactive waste across Europe. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the hostages should be released.
We are outraged by credible reports that Russian soldiers are currently holding the staff of the Chernobyl facilities hostage. This unlawful and dangerous hostage taking, which could upend the routine civil service efforts required to maintain and protect the nuclear waste facilities, is obviously incredibly alarming and greatly concerning. We condemn it and we request their release.
Meanwhile, at least 137 people are reported to have died in the first hours of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. An estimated 100,000 Ukrainians have fled their homes, with several thousand now crossing into neighbouring countries, including Moldova, Romania, Poland and Hungary. Residents in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv say international organisations must intervene in order to prevent a humanitarian crisis. Diana Iskander, a Kyiv resident, has told SBS Arabic 24 many are in panic, with essential food items no longer available in supermarkets.
From what I have seen on the streets, from what I have seen in the market, no bread, no canned food. People are panicking. People are just gathering their stuff and trying to leave. Some other are just hiding in shelters. And if this continues, probably the logistics won't be working as usual. So I think there will be a crisis and we need help from bigger organizations that can do something and contribute at the moment.
To other news now, and a third person has died in floodwaters caused by torrential rain lashing Australia's eastern seaboard this week. Emergency services found the body of a 54-year-old man in a land cruiser near the Maddens Creek crossing in Matcham, east of Gosford, on the New South Wales central coast overnight. Several areas of the New South Wales mid-north coast and central coast have been smashed with more than 100 millimetres of rain in 24 hours. Torrential rain is expected to continue on the north coast of New South Wales today as Sydney rounds out what's likely to be its wettest summer in three decades. Another six people with COVID-19 have died in New South Wales, with 7,583 new cases. It comes as mask mandates are being eased in most indoor settings across the state today. Meanwhile, Victoria is reporting 11 more COVID deaths and 6,580 new cases of the virus. The state will also scrap its mask-wearing requirements in most settings from 11:59 this evening. Mask-wearing will also ease in the ACT from this weekend. Canberrans still need to don masks on public transport and other indoor settings, with workplaces urged to consider introducing their own mask-wearing policies. Tasmania, meanwhile, is reporting one COVID death, 851 new cases, and 11 hospitalisations. In sport, and Russia is facing backlash from the global sporting community over its invasion of Ukraine. European soccer's governing body, UEFA, is expected to move its Champions League final from St. Petersburg, where it was scheduled to take place in May. The showcase game in European club football was set to be held at St. Petersburg Stadium, known as the Gazprom Arena, but an extraordinary meeting of UEFA's executive committee is being held this morning to finalise the move. Meanwhile, the men's tennis governing body says next week's ATP Challenger event in Moscow will not take place as scheduled because of concerns over player safety and uncertainty related to international travel. And four-time Formula One champion Sebastian Vettel says he'll not take part in September's Grand Prix in Sochi, adding it would be wrong to race in Russia. The invasion has also been condemned by the International Olympic Committee and World Athletics. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it'll be a sunny day with an expected top of 33 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 29. Melbourne, cloudy, 23. Hobart, early drizzle, 19. Canberra, showers increasing, 23. Wollongong, showers, 24. Sydney, similar conditions, 27. Newcastle, a shower or two, also 27. Brisbane, heavy showers and 25. Cairns, possible showers developing, 34 degrees. And in Darwin, there'll be showers and an expected top of 30 degrees. That's SBS News.